Okay, so what I had wanted to do anyway, since it's still not raining, is have us do some walking meditation. So there are a few things. If for physical reasons you do not want to do a lengthy period of walking, or you simply don't want to, that's fine. The principles are all going to be the same, which is basically eyes open, see if you can get outside. You could sit down outside. Maybe we could put a few chairs out there if that makes some sense. And we're going to take some of this practice, especially in the nature of beginning again, into another mode. So let's say you are walking. If you could just find a place, I don't know how much we can slow down here or how utterly weird that will look. So it's fine to walk at a normal pace. Just find an area where you can walk back and forth. There are many, many ways of doing walking meditation. Some teachers would suggest that you still try to have an awareness of the breath as you're walking. That's not particularly the way that I was taught. So the way that I was taught, although it's fine if you want to just rest your attention on the feeling of the breath, the way that I was taught was more that as a substitute, we place our attention on the feeling of the body in movement, because it's easier than the breath, which might be a little too subtle, but it's really up to you. So it needs to be a very light attention. You're not trying to get a tight, exclusive focus. It's like right now, everybody, as you're listening, as maybe you're thinking of a response, just pay attention to your feet against the ground. You might feel hardness, you might feel pressure. You don't have to name it, but just get in touch with it. And feel what it's like to have that light awareness. It's like a touchstone. You can still listen, you can still think, you're aware of everyone around you, but you have this way of coming back to yourself, to the moment, by just tuning in to that sensation. So walking meditation is just like that. Just a very light awareness as you're also aware of everything going on around you. You have a resting place for your attention. Sometimes it's just your feet touching the ground, like touch, 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 touch. Sometimes it's feeling your whole body moving through space. It really just depends on what works for you. Eyes open, just relax, have a good time. Have this touchstone for your awareness. And remember, the essence of the practice is going to be beginning again. And that means kindness toward yourself. You can't freak out all the time and begin again. Wow, that's a beautiful garden. I think I need to have a garden just like that. But I live in New York City. Oh no, I have to move. Where should I move? Let me think. Well, of course, I've never gardened either, you know, so maybe I have to go to school. And maybe I should move to London. There you go. I'll go to London, I'll study gardening. And then I'll move back to New York. No, I can't move to New York. You know, so it's like that's more what we do. So when you realize your mind is beginning that arc, recognize it, gently, gently let go. And come back to the sensations in your body right now. And as I said, you know, if we do very formal walking meditation, usually it's at different speeds. Start out pretty quickly, then you slow down somewhat, and then you might slow down a lot. I don't know if that's really appropriate here or not. It might not be, so it's much better as, you know, I have this retreat center in Massachusetts, and where we teach intensive silent retreats of varying lengths. And opening night, the managers give a pretty long talk about what to expect and being there. And it's way out in the country, in the kind of farmland, although we have a lot of forest behind us. And there's a three-mile walk, a three-mile loop that many people will walk after lunch. And so the managers always say on opening night, if you're walking down the road and you meet one of our neighbors, please act normal. And that's my favorite line of the whole retreat. It's like, just act normal. You don't have to slow down and look weird and, you know, do, you know, avoid someone's gaze. If they say hello to you, you can say hello back. But still, at a normal speed, you can be practicing this kind of mindfulness in your body. So I will ask you to please try to be silent through this walking period. You know, we'll use it as a time of practice. 1 year I was here and that espresso stand was open. And of course we made an exception if you were ordering. You didn't have to gesture. You could. But I forgot that in the beginning and it was a little cumbersome, so then we changed that. But I believe it's closed. So please do use this as a time for practice, and we'll come back in about 35 minutes, according to that clock.